Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chavchasam Abez. We're holding on Chavchasam and Aleph on the bottom by the beginning of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that women are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Mina ani mili, what's the makar that women are pater from Sukkah? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says by Sukkah, it says that kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshet b'sukkah. So we darshan from this Pasuk of kol ezrach, ha ezrach. So it says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukais. So Ezrach Ze Ezrach. If the Torah would have just said Ezrach without the hay, without Ha Ezrach, I would say that's referring to all of Klal Yisrael. Ezrach is mashm everybody. When the Torah then says Ha Ezrach, instead of saying Ezrach, the Torah said it with the extra hay, we dash in a miyut, lohaitzi as anashim, that only certain citizens, only certain members of Klal Yisrael, who not? Not women. Women are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. When the Pasuk says, Kol Ezrach, so says the Braisa, Kol is the rabbi, says the Ketanim, it's coming to be Marbe, that even Ketanim are Chayiv and Sukkah, which we'll discuss more on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Ma, we just said, that Ha Ezrach is L'Haitzi Es Anoshim, the extra hay teaches us that women are Pater from the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Ezrach itself would have taught us that everybody is Chayiv. The extra hay tells us to be Memayit, that women are Pater. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, the Ezrach, Bein Noshim, Bein Gavri, Mashma. Do you mean to tell me that without the hay, the simple word Ezrach, that's Mashma, everybody, that's Mashma, both men and women? Vahatani, but we learned in the Braisa with regards to the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. It says over there also the word Ha Ezrach, and we dash it from the extra hay, it's the Rabbis as Anoshim, Ezrach Yois. It's coming to include the women who are Mizera Avram, who are part of Klal Yisrael, Shechayavis B'inoy, that they're chayiv in the mitzvah of Inoy. Alma, what do you see from there? That Ezrach Gavri Mashma. That really the word Ezrach by itself, that's Mashma just men. Ha Ezrach, the extra hay, is coming to be marbe, that even women are chayiv. So it seems to be a stira by Sukkah, we darshan, that Ezrach itself would have meant everybody. And the extra hay tells us to change what we would have thought. And to tell us to be memayit, women, that women are pater from Sukkah. Whereas by Yom Kippur, we say that Ezrach is mashma only men. Hay is telling us to switch what we would have thought, and it's coming to be marbe women. So it's a stira in how we're supposed to understand the word Ezrach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbo Hilchos Aninu Vas Mechinu Rabbanan Akroi. Ein Achanami, only one of these is really a drasha, because whichever one it is, either Ezrach is mashma women also, or it's mashma just men. And then the hay is coming to tell us to say what we would have thought, to switch what we would have thought. So only one of those is really a drasha. The other one is a fake drasha. It's just an asmachta, it's a remez that Chazal gave on the pasuk. Really, that halacha, either the one that women are pater from Sukkah, or the one that women are chayiv in Inu and Yom Kippur, one of those is really a halacha l'maisha misinai. It's not really learned out from the pasuk. Well, says the Gemara, Hey Krav, Hey Hilchasa, which one's which? Which one you gonna tell me is the one that's really learned from the drasha? And which one is not really a drasha, it's just a remez that Chazal gave, and really the makar is Allah HaMashem Sinai. Vesu, and another kash I have for you, is Krav Lamali. Hilchos Alamali. Why bechla do I need to have a pasuk and a halacha meishmei Sinai for either of these two halachas? Both the fact that women are pater from Sukkah l'chayra is obvious, and the fact that women are chayiv in Inui is obvious. Says the Gemara, why is it that the fact that women are pater from Sukkah obvious? Because ha-sukkah mitzvah seishas mangrama. Women are pater from v'chol mitzvah seishas mangrama nashim peturais. Sukkah is a time-bound positive mitzvah. He says you have a chiv to dwell in the sukkah, but sukkah is teishvu shivas yam. It's a specific time of the year. It's from Tesvav Tishrei for 7 days. So it's a specific time during the year. It's a mitzvah saseh. So of course women are pater from it. Why do I need either a drasha or a lach l'meshmi Sinai, whichever one's which? Why do I need a limud to teach me that women are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah? L'chayrik Zavis. It's a mitzvah saseh shezvan grama, which women are always pater from. Says the Gemara, another kasha, is that v'yom kippurim, the fact that women are chayiv in Yom Kippur, in Inui of Yom Kippur, l'chayiv, that also doesn't need a drasha, that they're chayiv in the Inui of Yom Kippur. Because that, mid Rav Yehuda Marav Nafka, that I can learn out from the drasha of Rav Yehuda Marav. D'amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda Marav told us a general drasha, v'chein tanin dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the dvei Rabbi Shmuel said the same drasha, that Amar Krav, when the Pasuk says, regarding a person who steals and swears falsely, The pasuk says Isha Isha, that both of them are chayiv, and now the pasuk does not need to say Isha Isha, because the Torah already says over there Hanefesh Ahu, so it's not talking about a man specifically. Already from the psukim I know that we're talking both about men and women. So why does it say Isha Isha? It must be to teach us to learn from here to call a Torah Kula, that Hishva Kas of Isha Li'isha Chol Einshin B'Shebet Torah, that by all Lavin in the Torah, all Einshin, we're supposed to understand by naturally that women are a chayiv in every lav just like men. If so, why do I need a special drasha that women are chayiv in the inui of Yom Kippur? Of course they're chayiv in the inui of Yom Kippur. It's a leisa say, it's even leisa say sheish bakaris. So of course they're chayiv just like men. Why do I need a special drasha or halacha mesh misinai, whichever one's which, to teach me that they're chayiv in this inui? So again, so both drashas, whichever one's which, whichever one's the drasha, and whichever one's the lochem eshem sinai, first of all, I don't know which one's which. And even after you figure out and tell me which one's which, why do I need both of these drashas? So says the Gemara Amar Abaye, Abaye said, that la'ilam, now this is going to answer first the sukkah question. Why is it that I need a drasha that sukkah women are paterin? So says Abaye, la'ilam sukkah hilchasa. That's first of all, Abaye speaks out that to answer the first question we ask, which one's the halacha ma'ish misinai, and which one's the drasha? So first of all, Abaye says that sukkah is the one that's the halacha ma'ish misinai. Now that's not something that we're going to prove in the Gemara. The Ritva explains that Abaye just had a Mesoira, that that's the answer to the first question. That it happens to be Abaye had a Mesoira. That's not going to change the rest of the Shaka V'Tario. But Abaye had some sort of Mesoira that that's the way it is. That Sukkah is the Lachum Hashem Sinai, and the fact that women are Chayiv in the Inui, that's the one that's actually learned from the Drasha. Inami, the Ritva says that Abaye preferred to make it this way, that Sukkah is the one that's the Lachum Hashem Sinai, and the one that has the real Drasha is Yom Kippur, because generally in Shas we find that hey is the rabbis. Hey is coming to be marbe more people. It's not coming to be memayit. It's not coming to exclude people. And therefore Abaye preferred that we should have the hey in this drasha be like we normally have it, that it's coming to be marbe. So he said that the real drasha is the one by Yom Kippur, which is coming to be marbe women, that women are chayiv in inoin. Al-Kapanim Abaye says that the one that's the Lachum HaShem Misina is Sukkah. Now you ask, why do I need a Pasuk by Sukkah, or in this case now, a Lachum HaShem Misina, that women are parted from Sukkah, typically that it's a mitzvah, seishas man grama, so says the Abaye, v'itzrach, you need a draw, you need this Lachum HaShem Misina. Why? Because Sa'ukadai Tachamino, I might have thought to say that even though Sukkah is a mitzvah, seishas man grama, maybe women are chayiv. Why? Because Teishru came to Duru, the Torah says, when it's talking at least to men, it says you have to live in the sukkah the way you live in the house. So ma dira ishvi ishtoi, av sukkah ishvi ishtoi. So I might have thought to say that just like when the man is living in the house, he's with his wife, so too in the sukkah he has a chiv to be with his wife, and the male that imposes a chiv on the woman to be inside the sukkah. So I could have thought that even though it's a mitzvah teishas man grama, teishu kein taduru requires the woman to be in the sukkah. Kamash malon, that there is no chiv for the woman to be in the sukkah. That's why I have the Lachal Meshem Messinai, and I need the Lachal Meshem Messinai to tell us that no, women are completely potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz, that itzrich, now you need to have the Halacha Meshem Sinai, because again, why do I need the Halacha Meshem Sinai of Sukkah, that women are potter from Sukkah? Ah, it's a mitzvah, says man grama. Says Rava, itzrich, because Salka daita chamina, I could have thought to say, Yalav chamisha aser, michai gamatzes. We have the Gzeir Shavav, tesvav, like we've mentioned previously on Chav Zayin. So being that we have this Gzeir Shavav, tesvav from Pesach, I could have thought, Mala hala, that just like over there by Pesach, women are chayiv in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and that we know, even though matzah is also a mitzvah seishas man grama, but that we know because anyone who's chayiv in the isra of chametz is chayiv in the mitzvah say of achilas matzah. That's a drasha that we had in Pesachim. So being that women are lamaisa, they're chayiv in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, so I could have thought to say, afkan nashim chayavis, learn out tesvav from Pesach, that here too also by Sukkot, by the mitzvah of Sukkah, women are chayiv. Kamash malon, the Lachum HaShem Sinai, that know they're potter. So Abaye and Rav are both saying that really the Lachum HaShem Sinai was said about Sukkah. The reason why we need a drasha about Sukkah, that women are potter, even though you would think that it's obvious, it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, so that they're having a machlokes about what the reason why we need the halacha is. Abaye says it's because I could have thought teishu kein taduru would require women to sit in the sukkah, and Rava says it's because I could have learned out from the gzeirah shavav, tesvav, that women are chayiv in sukkah. Kamash malan the halacha, that no, women are potter. Okay, fine. So now that we said that sukkah is really a lach l'meishim Sinai, you're telling me that really hot ezrach is not to tell me a drasha that women are putter. So now kralamali. So then what's taka the hay of her ezrach coming? Is what's the taka there to teach us? What's that extra hay for? Says the Gemara, it's the rabbi says hagerim. It's coming to be merba that even gerim are chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, why would you have thought otherwise? I could have thought to say that really maybe gerim are potter because it says ha'ezrach b'yisrael amarachmana v'loyas ha'gerim. I could have thought to say since the lashon of the pasuk is ha'ezrach b'yisrael, so b'yisrael is mashma maybe not gerim. Kamashmalan ha'ezrach the extra hay to teach me don't darshan from yisrael la'itzias ha'gerim to exclude gerim. Ha'ezrach is teaching me that no gerim. In the midst of sukkah. So now we finished explaining the sukkah aspect of our question. We asked really two questions. We said that whichever one it is, whichever one's the Halacha Meishim Sinai, whichever one's the pasuk, why do I need a pasuk by sukkah that tells me that women are potter? So that we answered. We asked another kasha also, that why do I need a pasuk or Allah Lamesh Mesinai, now we're saying it's the pasuk. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women are chayiv in the inuit of Yom Kippur? I could learn that from Isha Isha, from the drush of Rav Yehuda Marav. So says the Gemara, now going back to that question of Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippurim mid Rav Yehuda Marav nafka. Still, we never answered the kasha that we asked before about Yom Kippur. That why do I need ha-ezrach, a drusha, to tell me that women are chayiv in the inuit of Yom Kippur? L'chayir, I know it from Isha Isha, from the drush of Rav Yehuda Marav. So says the Gemara, Lo nitzrucha, elo l'taysefes inoy. Enechanami, the fact that they're chayim in the etzem inoy of Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, that I know from Isha Isha. But I need a drasha to tell me that they're chayim even in taysefes inoy. Now, why would I have thought that they're not chayiv? And again, tasefes inoy means that we're mechuyiv to be meisif michol al hakodesh, to add to Yom Kippur, to be makabel Yom Kippur a little bit before Yud Tishrei is actually chal, before nightfall. So that tasefes inoy, that's what the hay is coming to teach us, that they're chayiv even, women are chayiv to be meisif michol al hakodesh even in the tasefes inoy. Because al kadai de chamina, I could have thought to say, since we learned in Maseches Yuma, we learned that Taisefes Inoy does not have an Einesh. A person's not chayiv for the Inoy that he's over, that he transgresses during the time of Taisefes Inoy. And there's no Azara, there's no Lav. So I might have thought to say, so maybe then the women aren't chayiv in Taisefes Inoy. Kamash Malan, there I don't have Isha Isha, because there is no Azara. Kamash Malan, there's no Einesh either. Kamash Malan, then no, they're chayiv even in Taisefes Inoy. That's what the hay is to teach us. The hay is to teach us that women are chayiv even in Taisefes Inoy. So again, so now we answered all the questions. We answered that really the ezrach by sukkah is not a real drasha. Really, ha-ezrach is just coming to teach us that geirim are chayiv. The fact that women are putter from sukkah, that I know from the halacha l'meishim Sinai. The reason why I need a halacha l'meishim Sinai is either because I could have thought that they're chayiv because of teshuke teduru, or because of tesvav. Yom Kippur, ha-ezrach, that's the real drasha. That ha-ezrach is really a drasha. That, hey, is coming to be marbet and nashim are chayiv in inoy. Ah, I don't need a pasuk from Isha, I know it. In a chanami, the pasuk to teach me that they're chayiv even in taisefes inoy. So now everything's answered. Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, we mentioned in that brisa of this brisa that said this drush of Kol Ezrach, we mentioned that in that brisa that Kol is the rabbi says a ketanim. That Kol is coming to teach us that ketanim are chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. Frek the Gemara vatanam, but our Mishnah said that nashim vavadim uketanim peturim in asukkah. We said that nashim vavadim uketanim are parted from the mitzvah of sukkah. So how could you tell me that this word Kol is coming to be marbed that ketanim are chayiv in sukkah? We said in the Mishnah that ketanim are potter. Says the Gemara like Asher, it's not a stiro. Kan bekatan shegiel lechinuch, kan bekatan shalai hegiel lechinuch. When the Mishnah said that ketanim are potter from sukkah, that's talking about before they reached the age of chinuch. However, once they reach the age of chinuch, which we mentioned in the Mishnah is when they don't call out for their mother, which we'll discuss soon in the Gemara, once they reach that age of chinuch, that's when they're chayiv. That's what the Bryce is referring to when it makes this drasha of kol. The rabbi says a ketanim, it's referring to a katan that's hegiel lechinuch. Frak the Gemara, katan shegiel lechinuch midrabbanan hu. But even still, a katan that's Megillah Chinuch, the fact that he's chayiv in sukkah, that's not midah raisa, that's only midah rabbanan. So how could you tell me that there's a drasha from a pasuk to be marbe a katan that's Megillah Chinuch? A katan that Megillah Chinuch is not chayiv midah raisa in sukkah. Says the Gemara ein achanami. Really, it's midah rabbanan. Really, the fact that the katan who's Megillah Chinuch is chayiv in sukkah, that's only midah rabbanan. Ah, what about the pasuk? Says the Gemara, Ukra asmachta ba'almuhu. The pasuk is just a remes to this halacha, enachanami, that's not really what we're darshaning from this pasuk. Kol is not coming to teach us that a katan shegila chinuch is chayiv. That's something that the Rabbanan were mechadish. That's a chayiv midah Rabbanan. Kol is really not for this. So what is kol for? The Gemara doesn't tell us. Probably because the Gemara already told us on Chav Zayin Amabes, Rashi brings that we had on Chav Zayin Amabes two different possibilities of what we learn out from Kol HaEzrach. Either we learn out that you can have a sukkah that's roi l'kol Yisrael, that a sukkah is allowed to be borrowed. You don't have to have your own personal sukkah. That's what the Chachamim darshaned. Or like Rebbe Eliezer learned out that Kol HaEzrach is coming to be marbe, the ger that was nisgayer in the middle of sukkahs, or the katan that was nisgadil in the middle of sukkahs. So that's what the word kol is really for. This, the fact that the Braisa mentions that kol is coming to be marbe katanim, that's really just an esmachta. So because really a katan, even a gila chinuch mida raisa is potter. So women are potter, that we have the lacha moshim esinai. Katanim are potter, we just don't have any drasha to include them. And the one thing that the Gemara doesn't speak out is what about avadim? We mentioned in the Mishnah that avadim are potter. That's, the Gemara doesn't speak it out because that's part of a general rule. That we learn out the chiv of avadim and mitzvahs from women. We have la la mi isha. That any mitzvah that a woman is chayivin, so then avadim are chayivin. But any mitzvah that women are potter, so then avadim are also potter. But mele, if women are potter from sukkah, so avadim are also potter. We don't need to speak that out. So that's the Gemara now. What is the age of chinuch? So we said in the Mishnah, a katan she'enoy tzarech li'imay v'chulu. We said that once he doesn't need his mother anymore, so that's when he is chayiv midin chinuch to be in the sukkah. So heichi dami katan she'enoy tzarech li'imay. What does it mean that when a child doesn't need his mother anymore? When the Mishnah said, if he doesn't need his mother, then he's chayiv. What is that age? Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, kol she'nifne ve'ein imay mekanachtoy. Any time a child goes to the bathroom and he doesn't need his mother to wipe him, that's called he doesn't need his mother, that's when he's chayiv midin chinuch to be in the sukkah. Rabbi Aimer, a different drasha, a different ashir, that kol sheneyor mishnasai, any child who wakes up from his sleep, ve'enoy kairi ima, and he doesn't call out, mommy, ima, that's already, that means he's at the age that he doesn't need his mother anymore, and he's chayiv in sukkah. Once he gets up in the middle of the night, and he doesn't, or in the morning, and he doesn't call for his mother, that's called he doesn't need his mother. Says the Gemara, Ima, it's only once he gets old enough that he doesn't call for his mother. Gedolim namikaru. Even bigger people, they call for their mothers. Even gedolim, people that are older children, they still call for their mothers. So you're making a very late age for them to be chayiv midin chinuch. It's going to be a very late age. So says the Gemara, Ella kol sheneyor ve'eno kaire ima. It means a person, once a child gets to the age where he doesn't call for his mother repeatedly, that's when he's at the age that he doesn't need his mother. Enochanami, even bigger children, they call out for their mother. That doesn't mean that they're not chayiv midin chinuch. It's only a child who repeatedly calls for his mother, that's a sign that he still needs his mother, and he's not going to be chayiv midin chinuch. Once he stops repeatedly calling for his mother, that shows that he is at the age that he doesn't need his mother anymore, and then he's going to be chayiv midin chinuch, he's going to be chayiv Midrabanan and the mitzvah of sukkah. Now the Mishnah concluded with a story of Shammai Azakin, that he had a grandchild and a grandson. His daughter had a son, and he put schach over the child. Even though he was a little baby. So says the Gemara, Maisa v'yalda kalasa v'chulu Maisa listor. That seems to be a Maisa which is seiser the halacha of the Mishnah. We just said in the Mishnah that you're only chayiv once you're gil chinuch, which is when you stop calling your mother repeatedly, or when the child doesn't need his mother to wipe him anymore. But it's definitely not a baby in the crib. So if so, how could what was so the The Mishnah doesn't read nicely. It's first it tells us the halacha, and then it brings a story which seems to contradict the halacha, the very halacha that it just told us. So says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechsere V'Hachi Ketani. This is what the Mishnah really means to say. That even though we don't have it explicitly in our Mishnah, the Mishnah means to say that even though that stage of Chinuch, the Shamai Machmir, that Shamai was Machmir, that even a little baby is Chayiv, or at least he was Machmir, that even if he's not Chayiv, that he was Machmir to put him in the Sukkah. Either halachically or Midas Chasidus, he put his child, his grandson, in the Sukkah. Umaisa, and there was even a story, Umaisa Nami, there was even a story, V'yolda Kalosi, so Shamai Azokin, where his daughter had a baby, and he took off the roof over the baby, put on some schach, and orders that the katan should be in the sukkah. So the story in a Hanami, it's the original halacha that we said, but there's a missing line that we don't have, and that is that Shami was machmir, and on that idea that Shami was machmir, it was on that the Mishnah brought this story. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Kol shivas hayamim, Adam Aisa Sukase Keva Ubeise Arai. All 7 days of Sukkah. So the Sukkah itself, that's supposed to be his permanent dwelling, and his house becomes his temporary place where maybe he goes in and out a little bit, but his Sukkah is the main place where he stays. Yardu Gishamim. Let's say in the middle of Sukkot it starts to rain. He's inside the Sukkah, he's eating in the Sukkah and it starts to rain. So Me'emesai Mutter Lipanis. From when is it Mutter for him to leave the Sukkah? Says the Mishnah, Mishatisrach HaMikpah. Once a certain dish, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what type of dish, but it's a certain type of dish that's very easily ruined. Once that type of dish gets ruined from the rain, so then that's the amount of rain that now he could leave the Sukkah, and he could go indoors and have the rest of his Suda inside. And now the way most Rishonim learn is that this doesn't mean that he has to actually have this dish inside the Sukkah. Rather, it's a shear, that if he would have such a dish and it would get ruined, so that means that now he can leave the sukkah. But who then, if he doesn't have that dish, let's say he's eating other foods that don't get ruined as quickly, or he's not eating food at all, still that's the shear. Once, if a person would have such a dish, the food would get ruined, that's the shear that he's potter from sukkah. It's just the shear of certain uncomfortability. And therefore the Paiskim say that, for instance, a person who's sleeping in the sukkah, so then the shear is going to be even smaller. Meaning that this is just an idea of a shear. That level of uncomfortability when you're eating, that's the amount that you're going to be potter. For a person who's sleeping, even a drop of rain is going to be extremely uncomfortable. So for a person who's sleeping, even just a drop of rain, he's already potter, he could go inside. This is really just a level of tsar. So when a person's eating, this is a certain level of tsar that now he could go inside and eat the rest of his suda inside. Concludes the Mishnah now. Mashlu mashal. They gave a mashal. L'mahadavar daime. What's this comparable to? This person who goes into the sukkah and it rains, what's it comparable to? L'eved shaba limzoi kais l'rabbi. To an eved who goes to serve his master to go pour him a cup of a drink. V'shafach l'kita n'alpanav. And the master takes the pitcher and he throws it at the eved. Kilu saying he doesn't want his avaida. So too, it's a simen klala when it rains on sukkahs. It's kilu Hashem saying that he doesn't want us in the sukkah. That's the simen, which we'll see more about Bez Hashem in the Gemara.